Okay, so it's Wednesday, May 14th. We're at the Kiowa Library. This is a meeting. This is a study session. And we do have a quorum. We have Morel, Lisa, Sandy, Alessandra, and me. We want to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Look at that.
I can bring it back.
I can do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The infamous 88 project. The one person, Lisa, have you seen what we want to do?
No, I haven't.
Lisa needs to get a visual.
Okay. Yeah, you give a tour. You know what we're doing.
Okay. I'll move my chair.
That's the restroom.
And you
can't really, you have to sort of step over it to
in there,
closet,
the boiler.
Oh.
And what what's the access to this room? Is there a ramp or is it?
Yeah. There's a little ramp, a tiny bit of a change in.
Couldn't you just build a wall like out here? No?
Yes. That's exactly
what we're trying to get.
And that's hard and expensive?
Yeah. Well, so it would come out somewhere along that wall and then it would stop just what we had originally planned. It would stop like right before the So this is the sink for the restroom. So this whole area will have to be revamped. And
the little orange pieces of tape are because there's asbestos and there's lead paint. And also the problem is with this door right here.
We'll talk about that later.
Wow, it doesn't.
Think about somebody in a wheelchair getting in there.
No, I get it. I get it. But I also think that if this is gone and this is wider and you have a door, a wheelchair person could just have a wrap here and then. I've taken care of a lot of people in wheelchairs and.
Where you probably had to make do.
You have to make do, but with extra space there, but I didn't realize it was so much. It doesn't look to me, a layperson that doesn't know anything about construction, that it would be. You got the water. I don't know. So, okay. I got the picture.
So it's basically everything would have to be ripped out. There is a bit of asbestos abatement that has to be done because it seems the grout between the tiles has asbestos in it. So that would have
to be
done.
Well, the sink has asbestos and all of the windows.
Yeah, but we're not touching that. We're only where we're touching. And as long as the asbestos is not friable, it is legal to leave it where it is. If it was...
and everything. We didn't
test over here.
Okay.
Yeah, we only tested where you
could
see them.
The asbestos tester told us that the window sills. That's what he told
us. Windows too? All these windows?
Because the sealant they used.
But he gave you a verbal, but he didn't necessarily test. So that could have been just his thing looking for a little more job.
And they cover all that, right? I mean, they seal all that when they're tearing it up and they're working with asbestos.
Okay. I've seen asbestos removal. They have to build a tent outside and a shower. Okay. Then they totally encase themselves, come in and remove just what the asbestos is. It's double bagged and then it's brought back out and it's taken to a special landfill someplace. And that's what happens because I've seen the stuff. But they do not touch anything that is not friable. It has to be, if it's flaking and it's floating in the air, that's an issue that would have to be addressed.
Because that, for me, as the person working in the building and having coworkers, this kind of stuff, and then I guess there's, you know, anything that's been touched in the walls. I mean, everything down there, I don't even touch over there since that guy told us about it. Not that I touched over there before because it's so dirty and there's bugs back there, but... yeah, I mean, I think it's concerning for the people who spend time.
When was this addition built?
1960s. I think it was the late 60s.
Yeah, so there's definitely...
Before that, was there no bathroom at all there? Let's get my playhouse back in business. Really pioneers, right? I'm reading your book.
Huh. So, but it just seems like, and then of course the company we were attempting to go with has not been, they have not come through at all. We've asked for stuff and
the most popular thing to deal with, right?
They offered, you know,
they asked for the job.
Yeah.
But wasn't the contract only about giving the estimate to begin with? 30-page contract for an estimate?
Yeah, the contract was...
The first contract, yeah.
It was a contract to contract.
Right.
That's basically what it was, which was not making us happy.
And not to mention, they reduced the price from $2,500 to $1,500, which really is questionable. How come all of a sudden this is very suspicious?
And then they said they were going to come through with stuff, and we never got anything from them, right?
No.
They just stopped.
Yeah.
They just stopped. So...
I say... Take out this wall, put a nice addition for Kim, and put the bathroom out here. And then worry about this door frame.
Okay, and the door frame. You want to know about the door frame?
Maybe.
Well, we're not sure. So there's it looks like a steel plate up here, but we don't know how far it goes into the wall. And
it's a structure.
And it's like to make this archway big enough for a wheelchair, we have to take a little bit of the trim out. And it's like, okay, how much is the trim holding it in? So we would need a structural engineer to say, yeah, this is fine. Or no, you have to rip the archway apart and rebuild it.
How much does it cost for structural engineer?
Well, that again was the...
is there somebody that's just... A structural engineer can just come and take a look, forget about another company.
I mean, we can, I don't want to have us do it ourselves, basically. I don't want to piecemeal this piece out.
There is a ramp, right?
There's a handicap ramp.
The thing is, if you know what the limitations are with this door, it gets you started. If you know that you can make the door wider, then you can do whatever you want to the rest of the place. Yeah. And that might be the way to cost other, a couple $1,000 to have somebody come out here at most.
And that other construction company was going to
do that for us.
Hook us up with the structural engineer.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to do all this stuff. And they just, their contracts were weird, to say the least.
So what is
it? That's part of the
electric thing.
Yes.
Hmm.
That would be a start.
Frame is separate. This frame is separate from this, right? It's a completely different thing, and that gives you, 4 inches.
What is that blue stuff? Is that wood? That purple stuff, is that wood?
That's just framed in.
So, if only that comes off, then what happens?
Let's just do it. Let's get a sledgehammer.
Excuse me, they said no.
Oh, no, I knew. We said to start with the saw and saw the work. I mean,
I think that's getting a little bit more involved, maybe.
Oh, no.
Than we want to get involved in this project.
No, so. And then that room, if we open it up and everything, there's electric and there's
use it as a storage room. Get the toilet out of there.
And wire. Well, because the plumbing is on that side, then you're going to have to put plumbing someplace else.
On the addition.
We're not going to put an addition on this building.
I mean. The board already voted. Y'all voted.
We put the bathroom to do the bathroom.
To do only the ADA thing. So that was one of the things. It was actually almost a year ago. I sent out the June 26, 2024 minutes. And the resolution that y'all made was to to make the Morale made the motion to make the ADA concerns of the Kiowa branch an additional priority. And then Alan seconded that. But nothing more than the ADA. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, part of the issue is I see limitations in this building. As the community grows, you have no community room. You have no, there's really, and then there's no parking. Where are you going to park anybody?
It's on the street. I don't see this as a parking community.
No, it's 5 to 10 years from now, we're going to be hurting in this building.
Parking is an issue. And we have like one of our knitters, like I went in and took her out because I can't park in the back when it's snowy or like we just had that rain because they have canes, they have whatever. So like this last time she called ahead and asked, can you know she get a parking spot in the front because she wants to come. She's been having chemotherapy. She got a parking spot in the front. A truck comes barreling down. Unfortunately, I was out there and helped her from falling because she's weak. And it's just really sad because people with kids.
Barreling down. Well, it's supposed to be like 25 miles an hour here in town.
35.
It is 35. 35 and that hill, you've got to watch when you get out
but
of your car.
And I'd be so
throwing 2x4s in the road.
Well, not if they're in a car seat. And I know because I thought, why don't? And the first time I drove with my grandson here and went to take him out, I was like, ooh.
It's scary.
It's very scary. And I've walked out moms with their books so they can get, mm-hmm. the child so as quickly.
How many parking spots are out there?
If you double up, there should be like two.
There's there. Currently somewhere. Four vehicles back there, currently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's pretty full.
Yeah, and double parked. Mm-hmm. I pulled in behind somebody.
I'm just gonna adding an addition onto this building is absolutely not productive for the money that we've got. We need to get this building to the point that if we as a library district choose to sell it, we can, and we could move to another building that would facilitate what we need. Or Ruth Ann made a suggestion, and I think it's kind of a good one. Clean it out and let us use it as a community building for a year or two. Kim could still house here if she wanted, or she could house
at Elizabeth.
We could bring books here for people to pick up if they reserve them, and we get rid of all the concerns about this building except for the bathroom. That's where I am at, in my opinion.
Only problem if you made it a community thing and the parking.
The parking is still an issue.
The bathroom would have to be done because even if we sell the building, we need the bathroom done because we do not meet ADA code. But the fact is, when I say community, I'm talking meeting room. They would know what they're getting into before they chose to use this room because there'd be a nice big space there in front if the books were all.
And are you in the business of having a meeting room? This is a library.
It's standard operating. We went to Douglas County. How many meeting rooms do we have?
Well, those of them, of course, but it's still a library.
The fact is, there isn't that much circulation here because most people are, except for the elderly, are going to Elizabeth anyway to do their shopping, and they go to I did look at that already.
Did you look at the numbers?
They go to the Elizabeth Library. And if you look, all right, so she's only had door count of 209 since the beginning of the year.
No, that's not right.
That's what it says, door count.
That's like every month.
So she had 209 in April.
Oh, all right. So you have
is this all Kiowa?
This is only Kiowa.
That's 200 people a month. Well, you know what? If they ordered their books and they could just drop by and pick them up. That's just, I've said my piece. I'm going to be quiet.
And some people like to browse in our library, though. Instead of ordering a book, they walk and look around and pick the books that they want.
That's it.
I know. Like, I see Watership down there, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm one of those people that likes to browse.
So it's, I mean, one of the recommendations that I think Anders talked about, I don't know if he talked with you guys about it, just different models, you know, is like making this into either a self-service kind of location where you have just video cameras watching what's going on here. Oh, and if they use the meeting room, they have a code or something that they open the door. We monitor the code from a different place. So, you know, that's one possibility. Or having it could still be kind of self-serve with just like book pickup and stuff like that. And then it's just known that Kiowa is not a full service library. It's only, you know, it's just other library districts call them like neighborhood.
I was going to use the word saddles.
Yeah, okay. Neighborhood.
Kim's the one who works here.
I do pre-K at the Kiowa school.
Because you can't come here.
Because kids do not come here. Before I came here, so it has nothing to do with me, for 2 years they had story time posted. Nobody came. And I had one little guy that when I was doing story time in Elizabeth on Thursday, they missed Thursday. They came here on Friday, his mom and his grandma. And it was just really uncomfortable because
it's not a mess.
Well, it's over there. Yeah. And when they came, the bookshelves and everything were in here, so there was no space back here to do anything like that.
Where do you do, like, the knitting and stuff?
At the front table. And we have, like, 4 people up there. We do have 11 people in our book club, which has been coming here since the 1990s.
Could that be moved to...
They're mostly the people in the book club. Everyone except Judy Kinsey is from Albert.
So they could actually move that book club to the Elbert Library.
I don't think they might go to Elizabeth, but I don't know if they go to the Elbert Library.
You said they were from Elbert.
They are from Elbert, but
they're Elbert County or the town of Elbert?
I don't know. Their address is Elbert, but I think they're not. They're pretty close to here.
It's close to here. It's closer from here than those to Elizabeth.
And yeah, probably easier.
Well, except the back way is not bad when you go by the post office because both my whole family's over at Elbert. Anyway, you go by the post office and it's only 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's not
from bad. Elbert to Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I drive it twice a week.
Okay, so you know, does it take you 20 minutes too when you go by the post office and out? Beyond Monahans and across?
Yeah, I would say 20 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit more. So, but because it takes me, because I go down to Peyton.
Oh, you're going clear.
So I give myself an hour and a half travel time from my house to Peyton.
I just want to get a feel for how viable this facility is, in your opinion, since you have your classes and your last year you had the classes with the kids. And you thought that went well.
I mean, can I give my honest opinion? I don't, because, you know, you come here and you're you want it, you know, oh, I can parking space, everything.
It's to the point she's doing story time at the preschool.
But it's, I mean, and the library itself, like, and I'll say this, we did the puppet show here last year. We got just as many people as Elizabeth, but that was two. I think we actually got more, two kids. But the one mom came because she wanted to come to the earlier session. Super clean looking lady, her little guy, you know, perfect haircut, everything. They sat on the floor and she just got the yuck factor because the carpet's so dirty. And, you know, they didn't even stay. They went back and looked at the books and they left after the puppet show. But I just knew, oh, this, she's not ever going to come back here again. Because she's, you know, one of the people living in the brand new house is an Elizabeth, super clean. She fits in the Douglas County Castle Rock Library model. And I'm not trying to stereotype people, but I feel like I like the Castle Rock. You know, and that's what people are expecting. They're expecting meeting rooms. We just had a training at Castle Rock. There's people walking in and out with their yoga mats, with their this, their that, their, you know, we just, there's no way we can do that.
So this building does not meet the needs of the community.
In your opinion, Kim Mattel?
In my opinion, it does not. And the community,
or the community is not interested, put it that way.
I think it doesn't meet the needs the way the building is now.
We have a speech pathologist who comes here. I think she has two little ones that she brings on separate days. And, you know, if she can't...
Trying to do a class in here?
Right. Well, not a class, but, you know,
it's one-on-one PT kind of thing.
And, you know, everybody in the whole library can hear. And the kids are little, so they're not going to be embarrassed, but... Still, there should be some element of privacy for people getting those type of services. And
so you're telling me this, why are we doing all this then?
Well, we need to do the bathroom so that if we choose as a board to eventually sell this building, it would be required that we did that.
Well, can't you sell as is? I mean, come on, people buy buildings and they
can't get finance. I was in the mortgage business.
It's a historical, right? It's a historical. It's on the site. And so the fact that it's a historical site.
Does that override?
Would seem to me that it might. I don't know. But it feels like this is a really cool building.
Yes.
And you know, it's a cool. Was it a church? Is that what it is? It's a cool, like.
Catholic church.
So maybe even
actually somebody who came to our coffee on Tuesday was baptized. Her and her brother were baptized.
So maybe even the Catholics church would restore it or something.
Churches wants to build a big fancy church.
It's not big and fancy, but it's a little.
No, I mean they've already got a church on like off of 86.
I'm just saying as a chapel or something. I'm just saying there could be a buyer that could buy it as is that would have the money, lots of money to put into it as this historic site. Where I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out. It'd be interesting to talk to somebody that could.
Because really getting off topic here.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to pull out of this facility until we had we knew where we were going with the other one. So, I mean, because we've got that huge new development going in up north. So, you know, there's all sorts of expansion around the area. So, yeah. So there's another, I emailed you, Ruth Ann, but you probably...
I kind of looked at it.
Okay.
But we were listening to the cops.
Yeah. So we were listening. She was sharing. We were listening and listening.
But so our handyman / cleaner who helped us at Elizabeth told me that the company he works for, one of the companies he works for, I'm going to not give names,
right.
Was interested in this project. And so I texted him again and I said, hey, you know, he told me that he was going to talk to his boss
last week, and then he told me yesterday his boss was going to call me yesterday afternoon, and he did not. So we're still waiting. So, you know, we might have a, you know, another one to consider, another.
And I know I mentioned this too. My plumber also has a builder's license, and he was doing work across the street, and he was willing to come over and just take a peek and just give an opinion. And I'd be more than happy to call him. I mean, I don't think he'd charge you anything. Obviously, if he did a really detailed thing, he would charge. But, I mean, just to see what he would think. And perhaps, and he did say he knows a structural engineer that could maybe give an opinion on that thing. So and it'd be nice to have somebody local, people that work here to do this stuff.
Absolutely. You know, love to.
But, I mean, that's just a, I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
So what are these, what's in these buildings behind us? These little shitty
somebody
things.
Somebody said large. What kind of storage? One of them Friends' storage? The Friends' big, library?
The one right there.
Is
the furthest.
The blue one.
No, the furthest one. The one that's.
The blue, there's the white and the blue.
So I see, not, I see not three. The I see three.
There's yes. three. Oh, where's the
third one? Okay.
The one. Oh, I see it yeah. behind there. Okay.
And what's stored in there?
Giraffes.
Both spiders and the Friends ones. They come periodically and switch them out. They have them in different places where they sell them, the old books.
Okay.
And most of the stuff in the blue one has, I mean, I haven't added anything to it, but there's a lawnmower in this oh, one.
Okay.
But they are very much infested, I would say.
Okay.
And the stuff that you, if you put it in there, that's why we've really gone to storing everything in here, because otherwise.
Yeah.
Is there a floor or is it dirt?
Ah.
And the doors yeah. kind of are, yeah.
Because that doesn't, yeah, because, you know, because that isn't a possibility that we could, to help the parking. While we still have the building, maybe we should just get rid of those storage facilities and then have it graded. Not that we can afford to have it paved, but get it graded so that you have better parking. And if you have people that can't park on the street, you can have something that they can come in this way. No? Yes.
Oh, well, no, they just can't park back there.
When it snows.
It snows, or like when we just had that.
Don't we rain. Have a plow person? Nobody to plow?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
But
it's muddy.
Yeah, it's muddy. That's what stops them. And I think the guys next door just kind of graded it because it was getting a little.
Yeah, fast. I saw something.
Yes, so. I think the guys next door did. Yeah. It was really, really bad. And they've been doing a little bit here and there when they're doing their own.
Very nice.
Gravel, maybe. So 75. What is this? What is the bottom line?
Yeah.
Now she's gonna have a real hemorrhage.
Yeah.
75,000 for the bath.
That's, for the project, yeah.
That's.
But that also, that? Yeah.
No, it's
not inexpensive.
No, but it's not.
You think it's so cheap?
I think it's not bad. I mean,
thank you. I agree.
I mean,
I was worrying here.
No, I think it's not bad for keeping a facility in use. You know, if that's the goal is to keep by some time. It sounds like right by some time. So I don't think it's a crazy as long as you can. I guess get somebody to do it. I mean, another. It looks easy. But it's not. It's got more. Well, it's got.
Get a couple more people come and look at your guy. And if you want, I'll try.
Yeah.
To get my guy, see where they're at.
Yes, but please get your guy, Allison.
I mean, I can only attest to the plumbing did in my house. It was fine. It's very nice.
Right.
And we can. The plan is that when we do this bit here, I've got enough carpet left over at Elizabeth that we can redo the whole build. We can redo the whole main area.
Oh, really?
And I'll just have to.
But not back here.
I have different carpet we can use back here, but we have the shelf mover that we just used at Elizabeth. Well, so, and he can install it. So it'll just save us the money that we don't have to pay him for the carpet. We'll provide the carpet and he'll provide the labor and the shelf moving. Okay. So, and it should be pretty.
Would that make you feel better too?
Yeah, I was going to
ask. We have some carpeting up in front new.
I think people would appreciate it, but yeah.
And then maybe we can do something about getting some better chairs. I'm sitting on folding chairs. I'm sitting.
We did.
Morale got here and got the good chairs.
In the budget, we're supposed to be able to get some new chairs and a new table up there because all the chairs are broken. So. Yeah, but we were going to wait until we thought that was already
going to happen. So. We can come. And do we have some puffy chairs, don't we? At Elizabeth, that's in the back room. We have some.
In the
Would they not be? You need folding chairs. Do you need folding chairs or do you need
wheelchairs? Not those blue ones. Not those big blue.
Okay.
Yeah, those are too big for this building.
Too big.
So if I'm hearing, what I'm hearing from you guys is that we're going to find out more information from these two sources and then just move forward again with the ADA restroom.
It seems to be what you're all thinking in terms of the viability of this building and so on and so forth. Yeah. And then sprucing it up for camp.
So, and we can.
Well, for the community, right?
Yes, that's
it. Yeah. No, I know.
It's just to make it.
No, because you've got a better insight as to what goes on here than we do.
And
you know what I'm wondering too? Talk now.
If we're going to take the books off the shelves and we're going to have. Should we paint the inside?
Oh, yeah, it needs to be painted too.
I think the inside in there, even
a nice calming colors.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what, just that would clean it up too. If we're going to use this as temporary, or not temporary, but on a short term basis, paint normally is cheap compared to a lot of other things.
Yeah. Let's maybe, is there a space to do like a little mirror-ish thing like you did.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. A mural.
Just to make
it. Don't you have shelves?
Yeah, I mean, if it was up in the top.
You could do like a Sistine Chapel kind of thing.
There we go.
To the ceiling. holding your hand out for a and book instead of.
This is going to be the library here for many years to come.
I mean, probably. How long is it going to take them to develop that area up north? I don't know.
It depends how fast. I don't know how they're doing that development, but normally it's gone through the platting. It's been all subdivided. And then whoever developed it then starts selling lots to builders. And when I'm talking builders, I'm talking like Lennar, Richmond Home. I'm talking commercial builders. And look how long it's taken Spring Valley. I mean, we broke ground in Spring Valley in 2000. And it's 2025, and they are still building out there. And we had,
Once they decide to, it goes fast. Like Independence was in the works for... You know, all through, like, honestly, Obama's administration. And then now it is just, in 2 years?
But that's because it's crazy. Closer to town.
That bathroom is your size.
When you decide something, is that what you said? Yes. When you look
there
at
a door on it?
There is a door, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a
door.
That door isn't even standard size, is it? It's so
big. No.
You know, it's small. Lisa, it's like Spring Valley. Spring Valley is remote. This new subdivision out here. Is going to be considered remote. Yeah. When you get into the subdivisions, we did Canterbury. Canterbury, you couldn't, those lots sold, builders would come in and buy 50 lots at a time. Well, that's because of where they are compared to Parker when we did Canterbury in the late 1990s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this one will go, in my opinion, more slowly.
Well, this is definitely, in my limited knowledge, really a rural library. This is super rural as far as what you would think. And is there, are there any...
You haven't seen Simla yet.
No, I've been to school in Simla.
Simla is
in the town, though.
Simla is a happening place for the town.
Yes.
Because it's the only place for them to go. It is the only place in Simla.
They do a lot of events.
Everybody drives to Elizabeth. That doesn't happen in Simla. And a lot of people do homeschooling for some reason out there.
Yeah.
And they
utilize it. The library. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we went to similar days and it was very well attended in the summer. Uh-huh. A lot of people, they seem to have some spirit in that town.
Well, I think that, you know, how long does it take us to drive to Simla? That's over.
There's about a minute.
Yeah.
Brutal, especially on that dirt road.
Yeah. So. But they had a really bad problem with their school for a long time. That school was bad. That this school in Simla, right?
But now it's the one in Elbert County.
The voters, though, voted down to do anything with that school.
Just like Iowa.
Iowa. And that's also asbestos. I mean, isn't there asbestos in Kiowa? The roofs and the roofs that are caving in Kiowa school from here. It's bad. It's asbestos is bad. And we drive by that school and we're like, gosh, you know, those poor kids, really.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want down here.
Yeah.
Really, and when you get inside it, it's not that bad.
Well, it can look not bad, but like even the Frontier in Elizabeth, mm-hmm.
That's close because of
the asbestos. Well, exactly, they're doing that temporary...
Homeschool kids go there to do like a
Frontier.
It's the old Frontier. It's the old elementary school. It's the brick building by the by the police department. I mean,
well, yeah, we go there. I thought that was
they're using it as a charter school.
The kids, the homeschool kids go there to do
activities together.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Community things and games and gym and all the things that kids don't do by themselves at home.
Okay, but I'm and just...
That building is bad.
That's what I'm saying. I heard that it was condemned.
Yeah.
So let's put the homeschool kids in there.
Yeah, that sounds...
I was like, that doesn't sound right.
I know, and I thought after I heard that it was, you know, completely closed, then I saw the kids were still there, and I'm like, what? That's...
The last thing I read was that there's a letter sent to the school district for them to make all these repairs at Frontier because they want to use it temporarily for the new charter school that's supposed to go up in Independence. But I don't know if they have enough students.
Oh, or whatever. Yeah,
So they're going to use Frontier for that. But the UTEP is full of asbestos and stuff.
And the UTEP people are developing something for Frontier as well. That's another one of their projects.
Oh, the same students. People that are trying to come up with an Elizabeth plan?
Yeah, the students.
But my point is, as far as Simla goes, is Simla, it wasn't live. It was pretty dead, honestly, mm-hmm. until finally, I can't remember how they managed to get the funds for that new school, but I think it was, I can't remember, but it was a big deal.
And now they're like the state basketball team.
Because they needed that. Mm-hmm. You know, the community really needed that. And now it is thriving and alive and that's really good. But Kiowa's a set. They're kind of not. It's like the oldest redheaded stepchild, sort of like, right? As far as the tax base and. I mean, because they don't even have a fire. Well,
they don't have a fire.
They don't department. Have a police department anymore.
They pay Elbert County sheriffs.
Right.
Which
is
doesn't really.
Right. So Kiowa
got a grant for about $50 million or something, and they had to get a vote.
$13 million
And they voted it down. What a waste.
Just by a little bit, though. They almost.
And a lot of.
Is it gone now?
50. Somebody said they're trying to do something so they can get it.
Okay, so let's stay on track.
Yes.
But we can't officially do anything because this is a study session. So we can just come up with a plan, and anything that we do official would have to happen at the regular meeting.
So we can just talk at this meeting.
Right? Yes.
So what I'm summarizing again. So we're going to get the bids, and then in the future, still what we had talked about, we'll do the ADA renovations. We'll put new carpet, do new paint, just kind of do a little bit of a refresh. Mm-hmm. We'll continue evaluating, and for the future, to make it perhaps a satellite library or meeting room space. And then eventually, though, we want, you know, a new or bigger
library.
Yeah.
And that would be a situation about, what is it, the impact something or others?
We've got to find some impact fees from the builders. And when I talk to the certain person that I talk to, we need to make our needs for the impact fees known to the county commissioners. Okay. Because there is something somewhere with people who need those.
Okay.
So maybe that would be something that we focus on and get on the agenda at one of the county commissioners meetings.
I don't think we get on the no, because it's not a public knowledge list. We need to just go visit with the commissioners on a one-to-one basis.
How do we do that?
Well, you call and find out when they're going to be in their office, and you go by and you rap on the door and you visit with them.
Okay.
I've done that more than once when we were building homes.
Okay.
Is there some controversy with the 3,000 homes? Has that been approved? I thought there was. They're going back and forth on that.
There was a final approval, but I could be wrong.
I don't know, but I know that they're doing a lot of stuff with the commissioners, because they were talking about permit fees and stuff like that today, which I was not.
They were talking about it when I was there last time too, but they were also talking putting a moratorium on building until that wasn't it didn't seem like it was a popular idea though.
Well,
so they were going to discuss that under, you know, behind closed doors.
I don't know. They went into executive session and threw us out today.
Right. That's what they did at that one, too. But I mean.
So.
But this is, you know, you got to work with what you have. And it's, you know.
Well, we agree. We absolutely agree. But we also have to have something in mind for the future. So, because it's like, we're not going to just flush this building.
It's painful.
We're not paying a rental fee, but we have to pay electricity and water and whatever else for it.
And is this internet really? That's not. That's just for swamp coolers.
That's the swamp coolers right there. That is, I think, part of the heater, isn't it?
That's really cool.
I just know it's cold, so I've got
That does look like a heater.
Windows went down on the floor. Heater. Last night,
yeah.
There was something covering them.
Heater.
It's quite attractive, actually.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else?
God bless you.
Don't sneeze. I might inhale.
You wear a mask.
And then Kim is here every day.
But this is really cool. I mean, that.
It's a cool little building.
Cool. It's super cool. Like, the front of it is really inviting, the sign and all that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cool little, quaint little thing. It's almost.
And the other thing is, brainstorm to try to improve the parking back here, that maybe we can get it graded and
get gravel or something and have it put down so that, and, you know, and roll it.
How
so
do you get in from there?
From the store?
Yeah.
And there's a ramp too here.
We got the ADA done a couple of years ago. Like
the frames did that.
It's nice.
And so you just, is there, again, also it was like, you just walk alongside here? Is that how you get in?
My question is how.
I've actually not seen anybody in the wheelchair.
Getting rid of those buildings. Do we just hire somebody to come and?
Well, I wonder if the Friends might like that job.
No, I never
friends,
thought it.
Our friends,
you know,
are not that physical.
Well, they're running. They're older.
Do you
have dollars, Sven?
There's Boy Scout groups that want to burn badges.
They need, yes.
They want to do community service for badges, and if it's demolishing something, you know.
They like it.
Ooh, that,
they mean, would love it. I never like even thought about it. You're you know, right.
So
it would be fun.
I mean,
yes.
I'm telling you.
So no, I see, and all we have to do is order a couple big roll-offs.
Right.
And if the kids have
a liability, a bunch of kids with sledgehammers. Mm.
Well, we'd have to have adult supervision.
Right. Yes.
The scout troop.
The scouts usually have adult supervision. Parents come along with them and stuff. So if it's a scout situation, that would be fine. We could also ask 4-H kids. How about some of the high school kids? Don't they have to do community service
next door because they have some special program? Because I think did he say his son committed suicide?
Oh right, they do.
And they have a little program where they try to help kids get
into
construction.
Okay.
It was a really nice story that he told us.
So all we would need to do, and if we could get volunteers, just get a couple big. Huge roll-offs here for them to take and be able, because we've got to get rid of the quest.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to get rid of the contents and then the buildings themselves.
And the reason we do this is for parking.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that
you could get a lot of cars back there
if we got
those buildings mm-hmm. out.
Absolutely. You know, we set it up.
If
get
they build it, they will come, right?
Is that blue car? Is that blue car over there on the property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because
it's quite a big area.
Car.
Yeah, it's not. It's we could definitely get at least probably two lanes.
Well, and even if we were to put the parking spots at an angle, so it's easy to get in and out to the
aisle.
I think we could get at least two rows.
10 cars, maybe.
I would say, don't you think?
At least. Easily.
So you have like a...
So you get more than 10, I'll bet.
Yes.
And your aisle here and parking on each side.
Yeah. I bet you that we could get at least 6 spots. I bet you we could get 12 cars back there.
And then I'm wondering, okay, here's... if you say...
Look how far back the alley still is.
Mm-hmm. Sheds are in such disrepair. The sheds... Send all the sheds away... And get a new shed with flooring for the friends to use if they need that, or to put the lawnmower and stuff in.
Well, don't we, I'm going to say this, don't we have enough room on our Elizabeth lot that we could do a little building behind our
This is the Friends of Kiowa.
We have 2 separate friends.
Each satellite, each groups. Library.
Oh, see, I'm friends. Sorry. I thought we only had 1 friends of the library and then we're all together.
No, 4 groups.
Okay, never mind. It was a good thought.
The foundation is 1.
Yeah, the foundation is like the umbrella over the 4. Group. Yeah.
But I thought that there was just 1 mm-hmm. group. I didn't know that there was.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, like,
could we put another building like straight that direction from the back door?
She's
probably.
We could do a long narrow shed, have one built for the friends,
mm-hmm.
and then it wouldn't take any parking space at all.
And we can have an outhouse in there, so we could.
We may need an outhouse while this is ever.
We could totally avoid this.
We will need an outhouse.
Put a porta potty there.
We will need a porta potty while we're doing construction.
It's a necessity. Porta potties no longer bother me whatsoever, because every dog event I go to usually does not have indoor plumbing.
Hold it in. You got to bring your little wife with you.
Yeah, no, that doesn't always work. Now, when we did I did a bike ride, and then this was in New York City. We did the Five Girls bike ride.
Ready to rain.
And there were only porta potties. We actually knocked on a business door and said, "Can we please come in and use your restroom?"
That is insane.
Because the guys didn't use the porta potties.
They just peed outside.
They stood up against the wall. We went. Yeah. I would have loved to have a movie camera
quality.
So should I, do you think we're done now?
I think that I will make a motion that we adjourn this work study.
Okay. Well, is that what we're talking about today?
That's it.
Okay. I second the motion that we adjourn this work study.
Okay. I guess all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.